Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay. Sam Cooke. Wonderful. That great tune. I always like to hear.
I am going to say this here. I do not. I am not weary in well-doing in talking about the history of the world. I love to talk about the history of the world, because I have found a treasure of factual substance about humanity and the white people. I found consolation in the history. History, a record of the past. And I love to talk about it. I do understand that much of our fellow human beings, of course, don't have any knowledge about what the world history textbook has on record. and neither did I for quite a while. I did not know. But the time came when I just happened to read some portion of the World Issue textbook. And it was like a clamoring in my mind. It was like a clamoring. And, you know, this is happening not just to me alone, because I was, you know, I was very impressed when I read some post where people have begun, this human people, the history book human people, not the primates, not the hominids. Now, you know, there is just two species in the World History textbook that regards to the world of people, whatever kind they are. The World History textbook I have found to give us the solution for all of this confusion in the world, where it comes to who is who. Okay? Now, what I have found in my research is that there is only one human being species that brought about two subgroups. And you better listen to me carefully, because everybody is thrown into the scale, or your identity is basically what is at issue, your identity. All right, now we you see the church is brought about by what they call AD Anadamani. And if you don't understand, it's the faggots, it's the homosexual they bring it about. And they try to confuse everybody so you don't know what is what. You know, they mix up polytheism religion with the church. And the church hasn't got any precedence in the BC era. There's no church back there. And these same white people that you see here carrying on about church, they know it. They know that church is not a civilized thing. They know, because they are homosexual. And they know how they evolve. That's, they come from evolution, and the white people, they know it. And they are the ones that ping the world in madness. Yeah. We don't need to be going through the turmoil we are going through. We need to toss out white people from the African hybrid people settlements. We need to actually order them out, because guess what? When you order them out, if they don't come out, you know, the gods will catch them with the tornadoes and all of them things out there, you know. You see a lot of things going on now. People are at large out there now, since everybody is called human being. Those who know it better and know that it is not true that white people are human beings, and they are fighting hard now and resisting for the humans to not know that White people are not human beings. Okay? It's simple because we have not developed enough to put these white people to the test. You know, we don't have anything so far except what I am talking about. Because I only know about me coming on a radio and talk about history and talk about who are the first creatures to walk the earth, people and ancestors. It's them. You see, they are not in our world. It's a textbook. White people not identified in our world. It's a textbook. But they are in there. How are they in there? And you cannot identify them. Okay. Well, you know, I'm not going to, like, tell you that right now because you seem like a lot of people take what I'm saying for a joke. And you are in a situation where you think that, you know what? It doesn't make any sense for me to sit here and talk all these things over and over and over. Like, you know, I'm just wasting my time. Well, I pledge to waste this time in your mind. You know, I pledge to waste this time because whatever you call it, the result is going to be what it's going to be, right? I am very, very serious. I never go to war with nobody. I never kill no one. I never kill, a whole, not even one. Holocaust group. I don't kill. I don't kill one person. Okay? I don't get into no fight with nobody at all. I live peaceful. When I read about what these white people leave Europe and come into the Western world and do, and it seems like, oh, it's all over and done. That's it. Then say, oh, America is our country. That is like filtering through their asshole and saying like it's the faucet running water. These people are the worst scavengers. They don't want me to talk, but the reason why I am talking is because they are the savages that is converting themselves into human and make up the church and all that kind of stuff. The thing about it is this. They can cut my mic off and don't want anybody to hear what I'm saying. But the effect is going to come out to be the same. Because if you look on the atmosphere out there, you can talk about climate change now and preach and tell people it's climate change that making so much turbulence and things going on out there. You know, from either above or below, but you know, the weather is getting antagonistic, right? But it's for a reason. And you're going to see all the Biden that you call a president and stuff. You will soon see where these guys get themselves put, you know? Yeah, because they think that coming from Europe and come to the Western world and come kill the African people, a whole bunch of Holocaust, they come here and create. On every ethnic group that is known, they come and kill and kill and kill. And some of us are left. And they are out there enjoying themselves. And so they have a government. This is the last thing that breaks the camel's back. Because what kind of government can homosexual create and, you know, take on world affairs, and there is nobody in Africa to carry on the kingship, order of the day, which clearly Sumerian history shows that only African people can run the world government. Sodomite white people, who are they? Like I said, they are not in the world history textbook. They didn't create nothing in the Bronze Age. And at the Bronze Age, they didn't start with A.D. Anno Domini yet. You know, after the Bronze Age, 1220, I think, or what was it? I think it's 2100. I think it's 1200, I think it is. When the Bronze Age, I think, over. And they were just running around destroying everything we have, these white people. They wasn't running no AD government yet, okay? And think that our government has been in force for 145,000 years ago. Yeah, that's how long kingship government has been ruling when the gods, the Elohim, they came to earth. These white people behaving like no Elohim no come to earth. These Sodomite, Biden and the, what they call him, the White House, they behaving like none of the things that are in history matters to them, okay? Because all they have their mindset on is marrying two men. That's all they have in mind. They have law now, you know, like everything gone to sleep. Nobody's not paying any attention to what's going on in the world. But I am paying attention to it. And if you think that my voice, don't mean anything, keep on thinking that. You know what I mean? Because when the time comes when what you're thinking don't matter, you know what? The gods know exactly what they are doing. Because when they want to come and mess up everything that the gods provide for us, the civilized people, the gods don't have any concern about these white people. The Sodomites, them. The homosexuals, them, the gods don't provide anything for them. They steal it. You see what I mean? And it's only going to be when the time materializes knowledge and restore to people who really need it. And circumstance really batter a lot of the people who would like to live good, but their knowledge is stolen away from them. These white people looking at us like, okay, they don't really care, a dead fish about us. They don't care. You know, they could kill so much of us and still walking around like they are all right. But I'm going to tell you, sad time come. The sad time is coming, right? And they will not listen to us because they think they claim they own America now, the entire world around New Zealand, and what the other places, New Zealand and I don't remember what the other one is, but these guys follow us from Africa and come to the Western world, and whether it's to the north or the south, wherever we go, we have the right, kingship right, to be at these places. They come and say, they're going to have it. And they're going to carry their fucking sodomite everywhere we are. And we can do nothing about it. Now, why do you think we African people allow ourselves to be beat down into the mud? Why do you think we can't do any better? Something happened. We were not created like this. Of course not. But today, all of our people need a job from these white people. But when they came to America, there were some like 12 million of us here, if I am not mistaken, right? And here is kingship in the record here, that's what our people was governed by, not white people. So how do they come here and take away our land and everything and our means of supporting ourselves? How do they come here and running all of our institution that the gods brought or to the government is our example, and we are going to follow the pattern of kingship government? That's what they say. We are to emulate, the word is. We are to emulate kingship that came down. Not white people. Not Sodomites. Not Sodomites. Now, if I am talking the truth, then somebody needs to be aware. Beware. Right? Because if you, with your Sodomite fucking all over, every place that we are, you come there. Right? If you think then, you are bad enough because you have weapons and to kill anybody you want. If you think you're going to have the privilege to do it every day, you're wrong about that. You Sodomite white people, go back where you come from. Because as you well know, when the gods decide to remove obstacles out of their way, that's the end of it. And you think that, okay, you can do whatever you want. You do what you want when the gods don't do anything. But when they do something, that's a different story, because your breath will be gone and your body fly someplace else, some crow eat you someplace. You folks are out of order. You white people are out of order. Because you come into arrangement not given to you at all. And because everybody turned fool, well, you don't think about restoration. And that who created us is not this slimy, God, what you have in our Bible, where don't mount on woman. Okay? You guys love man and man sex. You see? And it's just that, long time ago, you guys hide the fact that you're all homosexual and behave like, you straight. But then there came a time when you find out, say, oh, all of us turn fool. So you can, bring in all of the homosexual them and make law that them marry each other like man and woman. Yeah, and want to teach us how to marry and to have sex with your body and all that. You come in, and that's what you full up our hemisphere with. Fucking body, and no nature don't bring that into humanity. But you are bringing it. You bringing the devil into the people who didn't know no devil. Can cut off my mic as much as you want, because you will have a last time to touch the button to cut off my mic. You'll have one last time to do it. This America is not for sodomite white people. You don't business among us and leave Europe up there where you come from to go up there and pala with all you want to do. And then we wouldn't be talking about you. I wouldn't be talking about you. And I am talking here, and you'd like to shut me up. Don't try to shut me up, you know. Try to go back where you are allotted to settle down. 1.5 million years ago, that's where you started to settle. How do you come in our way? Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. What did he apologize for? Read the article. Read the article. I'm telling you, until the day that I pass away, it will be that you sodomite will pay a price for all of the holocaust that you come here and cause. I am not afraid to say it because it is the truth, and it doesn't matter how you behave, like life is normal. No, you don't realize what you have done, and maybe someday you might realize what you do. Because if you realize that you come here and kill people that have nothing to do with you, nothing at all, but you seek to throw your disease and kill us and take control, well, you're going to find out when your time comes. You don't expect no pity from nobody at all, because you remember how many holocausts you caused among our people. People who are helpless and people who just die for because of your disease and all kind of evil that you bring down on us to normal sodomy. Like what you have up in Europe where you don't even don't want to pay no attention to. But I tell you what, it's going to be, so eternally dark, right? And for you who think you're a human being, trying to convince us that you're a human being, even when we know it's not true. A lot of us know that. But you, complete, all of you know that you're not a human being. You come here and kill us. The Chinese don't turn around and kill other, they don't even try to kill you people. You see, all of the ethnic group people, we are separated and what you call it, discombobulated. We don't have a sense of togetherness. Chinese are to themselves. Indians are to themselves. And it's not that it's wrong for them to be by themselves. But there is something wrong with the attitude of it. Because all of us are free to mingle with anyone, because the mixture is there. If you white people come and mingling with us, and it is killing us because this is imposing us. But the Chinese, the Indians, the Arabs, and the rest of us can mingle because we have the same taxonomic. We don't have your blood, and you come and force it upon us. Ask white people out of all our territory, please. Get out! If you think you're going to be up there talking about your president of the United States, no. Take the United States up there in Europe. It's up there to carry it to. Carry United States up there. Leave America right where you find it. Right where you find it. What I'm saying is, in the world, it's a textbook. I don't want no fucking body white people to come here and come normalize us to fuck body. This is our country. This is the Western world. Get out. Okay? They decide that they're going to come here and make laws for us to fuck body? No. No. About government for us? We have kingship and the laws. Too many of it. Kings rule and leave the civilized history here for us, not for you, fucking asshole white people. And you would like to like tell me that, oh, you know, I am causing a disturbance. Not under A.D. Anno Domini. Under A.D. Anno fucking Domini. Okay? Because it does not have any civilization to it. There's no civilization. So don't come and tell us about, oh, we're making a lot of noise and disturbance and stuff like that. No, not under A.D. Anno Domini. Stinking fucking asshole. That's what you guys must realize. Don't come here and government us. Okay? Don't come here. I mean, done with it. Because we have government of our own to run our own affairs. But you're going to come here and tell us, no, you're going to rule us. You keep on trying it. You keep on with it. They can read. They can read. And they can see. They are not in the world history textbook as a civilized human being. They are not. Doesn't matter what they look like us and talk like us. And we must stop going, believing in their church and all that, because I know that our brain is gone and things like that, most of us. But there are a lot of us. So we have to make ourselves stand up and be counted. Bob Marley tell you that. He said, get up and stand up for your right. That's what he says. And you want to come here and take over all the facets of life that affects us, and we must adapt to it. That's where we are. Must adapt to it. Adapt to this fucking ass nonsense. Simply because there's nobody to like come forward and say, hey, you got to get out. That's all we need to do. Just tell you get out. Because when the gods look and see that we are serious, you will find out how serious it's going to get for these fucking asshole white people. They're not people anyway, right? Because they are a species that is known, bipedal, and they are apes, okay? So that's all there is to it. That's all is known. And you're not going to change it simply because we've been junk for a while and can't help ourselves. But look, when you think it is peace and safety, you know, you will lose yourself and never find it. Because the gods created us, and you come here, write a Bible to tell us, no, we were not created by no God like that. And you'll give us a choice. And to your A.D. Anno Domini law, which is not a civilized law at all. A.D. Anno Domini, were you talking about Jesus? Jesus never exists. And we fall under this, right? And we don't know. Well, you're going to have to prove that A.D. Anno Domini is real law. And there is only one law, and it's the civilized law of the Elohim. All right? If you want to, like, face off with us and, like, to convince us that, you know, your sodomite A.D. Anno Domini's government, yeah, let's prove it. You know? Because if you have a God in the Bible that won't save people's lives when all the terror come down on them. Well, let's see when we face off out there. I mean, who's God? Okay, who's the Elohim? Okay, now I am very sure we get all the blessings from above, and it don't come from sodomite God of the Bible. No God in the Bible at all. The God in the Bible tell you, all of you, to kill us out. That's what you write and said. We must start worshiping Jesus. Our Christmas carols and all these kind of stuff, our people are singing. And it condemns us. and you are forcing us to fuck us all, okay? And you're AD, Anadamani, and Jesus, but you try to, like, shield God and Jesus, like, oh, they're not fucking us all. And, like, God did not fuck us all to get a son, Jesus. How did he get Jesus? A lot of people will look at this and think that, oh, all the business and stuff like that that is going on. We don't want these fucking asshole white people business. They're calling themselves people. They know where they come from. They are no people. All this is bogus, I mean, title and respect given to them. They ordered out. You're ordered out. Okay, and it's a kindness for I to tell you to get out. It is a kindness, okay? And if you don't, you can just think I am mocking, I'm making noise. You see? But you guys are out there, two men, hugging each other like a woman. Don't bring this in our society. Don't bring this anymore in our society. Get out with it. Because you are teaching our young to fuck body. And look, that's Sodom and Gomorrah. That is Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay? So if you want to see, you know, all of you get fried by the gods, they will do that. I tell you, get out. We don't trouble you people. We don't come where you are. You come where we are and force yourself that, oh, you're going to make us worship whatever you say. Okay? You fucking asshole, Jesus Christ and God. And forcing us to accept it in the name of Jesus Christ. And what is that? There's no civility anywhere at all in BC or in your EAD Anadamani. Nothing at all. So let's see. This man sing this song. And it's a nice song. Listen what he says.
Fight each other. To build a better nation, clean up our creation, or there will be no future for you, you and me. Righteous, it teaches many, but fools die for want of wisdom. Fixation of the soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Thank you.
Okay. You know, these folks, do you understand that we African people don't have real liberty? Do you know that? We are the civilized people, not them. Okay? But because of their diseases that they use on us from 100,000 years ago and right up till this day, they still practice their witchcraft on us. Yeah, we are not under any liberty. When these people take this foolishness about Jesus Christ and all them kind of thing and make us worship them nonsense because we cannot represent ourselves, they do it because they don't have sense to run no country at all. You see, I mean, a government don't make law. I mean, the first example of government is kingship, the gods from above. So we're these guys that come from, you know, evolution 3 to 4 million years ago. And they're talking about they're running the world, they're ruling the world. Where they come from with it? But nobody is able to, like, take this matter up. You see what I mean? And all you have to do is not to go buy some guns and not like that. It's a matter of knowing the truth. We are lack representation because we turn fool. We turn idiot. And some of us are put in a state of mind like we are okay. You see what I mean? So when your brain loses its power to allow a person to control life, then you begin to talk all kind of foolishness and you begin to accept all the kind of a foolish silliness that these people do. You see what I mean? So we have to abide by them because we turn fool. And a lot of us can see that. And those of us who can see, have to now consider what can they do to get rid of these old bunch of homosexuals all over the place and force us to accept homosexuality. They do that. We are under this sodomite government. You don't see. You don't see. Right. So, not unless we able to see and become appropriate enough to speak the truth. To speak the truth. Because if you speak the truth and you speak it the right way, you don't come out and go on like you're an idiot. You come out and in a civil way, represent yourself. And they won't be around if you do that. You won't be around. But we have not, the whole long line of the brothers who try to say something. They try to make a difference, but they have never able to get there because they're in the church that these sodomites created and behave like, you know, everybody created. No, you know, that's what has been going on because they think that the only way to control us is to work this kind of a trick that they're working. Where we don't know that they kill us, we are not conscious. Even though it happened and it's written about, a lot of our people don't know.
Okay, we're not supposed to be here sitting down underneath these jackasses. Okay, how do they come to talk? We don't know. We don't know nothing. And they are depending on the weapons them that they have out there into ships and planes and what they can do to anybody who wants to come up against them. If the right power come up against them, they won't have a shot. They won't have a shot. Because you see those tornadoes out there, and you see, you know, how quick they can materialize. Yeah. All right. So if you think that the gods, they up there, because remember, we are not in a Bible situation where we believe what Bible talking about Adam and Eve in a garden. We got to throw away them whole bunch of trash, because that's what is hindering us, is believing in a Bible that is pure trash, except some places in the Old Testament. And when you want to find prophecy fulfillment in the New Testament, All we are doing is believe that it fulfills. But show it in the New Testament. You can't. You cannot. And it doesn't matter how you point at different things. You are looking at the Bible through the instruction that the Sodomite people them give you. You know, to say your mind must be unnatural for you to understand the things of God. And no intelligent, civilized person will ever think that way. So when we think that way, it is because we are not healed. We are not healed. You know, all the good things come from the gods when they created us. These guys were out there in Europe, in Africa, some 3 to 4 million years, and all they could do is make stone tools. What are we doing with them now? And they come and get the upper hand, and simply because we're not reading well, we can't move no stone. I tell you, it is you know, the liberty, knowledge brings liberty. And when I look at the amount of African hybrid people that these white people kill, you know what? It's like if it wasn't history and the respect for history, I mean, good history, record of the past. If it hadn't been for that, I don't know what would happen to my head. Because when I read authentic history now, that not even they cannot get rid of it. They are only there watching us suffer with our mental problem. That's what these white people do. Watch us go to the mental problem where they impose on us. That's what they do. Looking and see if we are coming around or we are going south where they put us. But nothing we are doing right now is the right thing, because we are not getting knowledge to understand our origin and our existence. We're not there. We're not there. And these white people are coming, and all they are doing is show you white skin. Show you white skin and come on that you must respect them. Right? Because AD Anadamani. And you believe it. It's believing AD Anadamani makes the government. It's not that it is authentic, but believe it. And they have fake law that where the fake law come from? Out of their sickened, psychopathic, homosexual self. That's where it come from. And all of that, you see right now, they behaving like they are civilized people. Don't you see that? Okay, they were never civilized people 100,000 years ago. All right? So this is what is happening. And they control. They control. And we don't value anything. We don't value anything. But you know what? Those of us who don't value nothing will go to naught. Those of us that value something will survive. And we'll remove the obstacle out of the way. Because so it has been in the beginning, so will it be in the end. Because those of us who are not seeing well right now, there are those of us who will see eventually. Yeah, the remnant of us will see. And so in the beginning, so in the end. I can't stand this whole thing about Jesus Christ. And he died on the cross for your sin. You know, it is too gross a evil saying because it never happened. It never happened. And a lot of people out there are afraid to even want to quit. You can't unravel anything that I am saying. And you can see giving up on Jesus, even though you can't find a woman into the Christian life. No woman is all men, pro-men, right? And only truth is going to set you free. And if you skylark and think that, okay, these white people, the church and stuff that they set up there and set up all the institutions, and you become a member of their institution and stuff like that, and then you can't get out of it. Because you can't see anything else beside Christianity. And if you were reading your religious textbook, you'd have found out long time ago that Christianity is not for African people. Because it is not a civilized thing. African understanding and polytheistic knowledge is civilization. These white people, they want to be civilized. You there following them and stuff like that and interbreeding with them and stuff. That's not the civilized life that the gods establish on earth. They establish our life because they want primitive worker. And their mission is over. And they put us, the civilized people, produce and go along with civilized life. Not these sodomites, you know, that we have ruling us. No, it just don't sound good. It just does not sound good. I'm going to read you a portion of what I'm talking about. And if we are not able to consume the reality of what is bothering our lives today, you know, the time will come when, you know, the good Lord will make all things new. African hybrid people, other white hominid primates, out from legal settlements. That's what the title of the show is today. African hybrid people, other white hominid primates, out from legal settlements. It's legal settlements because the gods brought government here kingship, and it is clearly documented. I am reading it here. Okay. As staggering as these numbers are, meaning counting the dead, the number of white people killing African people who don't European settlers 1.5 million years ago, they got into something with the hybrid people. Okay? From whence they were nothing looking like hybrid human beings. No. But after they got into the blood, the sapien species, people, they start to talk. They start to look like humans. And here we are today. Lost our senses because they bring their disease upon us. Okay? And they want to tell you it's a talking serpent caused it. They won't even blame the sodomite god of the Bible who was lying all the time. And the serpent is telling the woman, say, God, no, the day you eat of this fruit, you will be wise as the gods. The Elohim gods. That's what it means. But they now claim that God called Abraham out of the cloud and begin to talk to Abraham and make all kind of made covenants with Abraham's and promised to take care of Abraham's. None of what they say, these faggot white people write in the Bible about Adam, about Abraham is true. Nothing that they wrote there about Abraham and God is true. Lie. When Jesus said that he finished the work and was going back to heaven, he was lying. He was lying because he already ordained 12 disciples, right? I mean, in the case where we look at it like it is true, we settled in our mind, because I am one of them too, that I thought that when we were reading that Jesus called the 12 disciples, you know, it was like true. You know, we didn't doubt that. But then it is many years after I've been reading and believe that I discovered that it was a lie. That when Jesus said he finished the work, he didn't finish no work. So when I tell you Jesus is not a real character, you think it's joke. No, I'm not joking. No. I put it to you that Jesus is a liar, and I'm going to prove it right now with a scripture that you probably never consider. When Jesus in St. John 17, Jesus is praying to his father, telling his father he need to bless him with the blessing that he got from him in the beginning, the Lord to exalt him because he finished the work that he gave him to do. A whole bunch of monkey kind of a foolishness. But when we didn't have anything else to hold on to, I did believe that. But watch where I come to find out that Jesus is lying. Is you think that Jesus could never lie, but Jesus is a faggot. It's not a real character at all that we are worshiping. It's something that you just believe to be true. And they look at us and realize that we turn fool, and we believe that. So they see we keep on building up church and stuff like that. I have a cousin who's building a church right now. You see what I mean? It's hard to get over this kind of a stuff here, to read and find out that something is wrong. Yeah, in this case, we are having a hard time with this. However, though, I came to the point where I begin to read and find out that foolishness being said in this Bible here, a lot of it. But this one of Jesus praying to his father and say, you know, I finished the work that you gave me to do. Now glorify me with the glory I had with you before the world began. Imagine that. That God and his son Jesus agree that they're going to make the heaven and the earth. Imagine now what you're reading from these Sodomite white people, white hominid in the Bible and the church, telling you that these things are true, right? And like I said, because their disease affect our mind over 100,000 years now, all our generation go down into the pit because of the disease that they use to kill us out. A whole bunch of what they call it now, the Holocaust. The Holocaust. How many Holocaust? How much people you have to count to have a Holocaust? It's quite a bit, right? Well, like millions, like 70 million, 170 million, you know, different times. You know, not just in America, but also in the adjacent, countries around. Yeah. These people go there and kill our people. Now, how do we allow them to come in America and talk about they are president? When this is the record we have of these white people. And you may think that, the one them out in the street is different from them in the White House. They are not different. If you're talking about those who are up there and running the system that they have, you know, I'm not talking about that. You see, look at those that Trump used to stage January 6th uprising. Look at them. Look at these people. Some of them spending a lot of time in jail now. It's because they can't do any better. Trump would like to take them out. You see what I mean? These people are people that we don't belong among them. But we won't be able to get out from them unless our brain is purged of this nonsense about Jesus. So I am telling you, look at the scripture. Because I'm telling you, you listening to me? I'm telling you that Jesus is not a real character. Okay? These white people that you see here that they can read now and do all kind of fangas, dangas stuff, right? Them a lawyer, doctor, all kind of stuff. But I am telling you, it's easy to, blow them away into the abyss if you know the truth. Simple like what I'm trying to tell you. I am reading quite a few scripture that I find a lot of problem with that earlier on in my life, I didn't read and see those things. And I was reading, the best I can. And I didn't see anything wrong at all with the Bible. From Genesis to Revelation, I never see anything wrong. But now that I am reading better, I am looking at the words then that I am reading, whether it is a church Bible or is a document, a nonfiction document. Look at what you're reading. And the ridiculous things will begin to pop up into your brain because it doesn't work, okay? So I'm reading this St. John 17, and Jesus is praying to his father after he set up the church, and he was going to go back to heaven, not Nagasa. All right, so I'm reading it, and I find out that something is wrong because when he said he finished the work, that word finish was what struck me. If he did finish the work that the Father gave him to do, then why did he go to heaven and recruit Saint Paul? Saint Paul was not one of the 12 disciples when Jesus was here, and at the time when Jesus was praying to God and telling the lie about he finished the work that he gave him to do. There was no work. There was no Jesus. There was no work. And they're writing these stories to bait us into believing them, because once you believe them, you settle down and they will keep you going to church all the day of your life. But I am reading, and it's a good thing that I was not sleeping all the time when I'm reading and believing. So when I see that, wait a minute, Jesus is saying that he has finished the work, which means all of those 12 disciples, they will go into all the world and preach the gospel, right? Remember that's what he said in, I think, St. Matthew 28 or 27? Yeah, Jesus said, this different places where Jesus are saying things that is meaning he will finish his work and go back. Some scripture speak like that. But this one in St. John 17 is a special rendition of Jesus indicating that he's about to go back to heaven to his Father, okay? And how the blessing that he wants from his Father to give him before he come back up to heaven, right? So think about this. When Jesus says, these guys will preach the gospel of the kingdom until the end come, right? So that means telling his Father a lie that he finished the work, because a big portion of the work he gave to St. Paul. When he go up to heaven, they say, he go back to heaven. It's showing you that none of what they are saying in the Bible is true. None at all. So he go up to heaven, and then what? He never finished the work. How do I know? I know because I remember those scriptures where Jesus was, as it were, bidding goodbye to his followers a few days before he actually leave. All right? When they wrote that he left and go back to heaven. So I remember those scriptures, and my mind is making a cross reference that if Jesus say he finished the work, it means finished. Whatever he had to say about Jews and Gentiles, he already said it. Correct? Yes. Now, if you can't know when something is wrong, well, you'll continue to believe nonsense. But if Jesus is as we know it, do a lot of things coming on to the time when he would finish his work. I grew up with the Bible. I know those things easily. So now I'm big and old, and I'm reading now and digesting all of those things that about Jesus and stuff. And I find out that, Jesus said he finished the work, and, you know, he's coming back to heaven now, and he want the glory from his Father now. And when it sunk into my brain that he finished the work and coming back home to glory. And I said to myself, but wait a minute, what about St. Paul? When Jesus go up to heaven, he knocks St. Paul. This is Acts chapter 9, run into a collision with St. John 17 chapter. Because that chapter shows that Jesus lied, the big homosexual lie, you know, because them homosexual, them lie every day. Every day they live a lie, okay? So hear me chasing them out to go back to Europe. Yeah, these sodomites, that's right. No, but Jesus know who we, a lot of African people and myself, I grew up with parents who believe in Jesus. It took me all this time when I read and the word finish, that's what got to me. If Jesus finished the work that God gave him to do, then he would not struck St. Paul. And they don't even write it like, you know, something respectful. Because they are saying that this man was like shoved off his horse and fall on the ground. It was not a pleasant type of a thing, like, you know, if he's converting this guy, he's doing it in a, Jesus would do it in a respectful kind of way. No, he knocked off the man off my ass. I'm wondering, did they call 911? So this is puppet show that Jesus is calling an 13th apostle. Because remember, Judas, they wrote in the Bible that Judas betrayed Christ. None of them think they're true, you know. None of them are true. So think about this now. This finished business where Jesus finished. I show you that. Not even if he don't have, but start finished. Nothing at all what they're saying about Jesus is true. All of the red writing in the Bible about Jesus saying this and saying that. No, Jesus no saying nothing. And when it comes time for the, when it comes time for them to actually prove that Jesus was here and Jesus do something, and they want to use it and say, Jesus did this, Jesus did that, and Jesus said this, and Jesus said that, they run into a lot of trouble, and these faggots don't know how to hide or disguise a lie. And the lie that Jesus told about he finished the work, that is what condemned both Jesus, Jesus' father, and all of these sodomite white hominid, I mean apes and bipedal. All of them are thrown down into the bottomless pit because Jesus no there, okay? If Jesus was for real, he wouldn't be talking about he converts St. Paul, and St. Paul didn't want to be converted. You see that? No. St. Paul was fighting against Christians. So this is how these sodomites write all kind of back and front because we taunted. We don't see them. Because look how long I'm reading that and don't see it. But this day, when I read it, I said, no, that's wrong. Because what Jesus, the duties that God gave St. Paul was not a simple position. St. Paul come in and write about some 13 epistles, you see. And he became the head apostle, like push Simon Peter aside and all that, okay? And St. Paul go all over Rome and all over the place and the chief apostle now. Now, how, and he was the one minister to the Gentiles now and going on with all them old bunch of antics there. So how could Christ finish the work, finish speech, these 12 disciples, and then go to heaven and decide, say, I'm going to convert another man who was never a Christian to go do a big mission work with him Jesus supposed to do with him on earth. No, so you want to tell me now Jesus did finish the work after he allotted this work to St. Paul? Did Jesus really finish the work? So we're reading these kind of stuff in the Bible. And if somebody said Jesus and talk any kind of a negative word against the character of Jesus, I mean, people will kill you for that. But if you know for sure that this is a lie, you grab your Bible and show them. You see what I mean? Jesus is supposed to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah. That is something that Jesus and his Father agree upon. And then when it comes time for Jesus to go die on the cross, Jesus take him, disciple them, and go into some garden, into some garden, and leave nine of his disciples at one spot. These things are lying, you know. These things are fiction, 100% fiction that we're believing in the Bible. Okay? And how are you going to know? It's to read and see the lies, the contradictions. Okay? So what are you going to believe that for? But here we are. We think church is real. Church is unreal until it's too unreal, man. Too unreal. So you have to read and see these things. Otherwise, you will believe it until you're dead. St. Paul was knocked off his horse and was blind and starved for 3 days. That's what Jesus did to St. Paul. No, does that make sense? And then you have this guy named Ananias that God is sending to go and attend to St. Paul and give Paul, you know, restore his sight and feed him. And as soon as Ananias go and attend to Paul, Paul restore vision, and Paul ate a meal. And right away, St. Paul went into the temple and started to preach about Jesus and how Jesus give him the mission to go to the Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles? White people. White people in the Bible are Gentile back in that time. You see, today, white people, them are no Gentile no more. Them are Jews now. You see that? You see what is going on? Can you see it? So when I'm telling you, if you're not reading and finding out what is in the Bible, where they tell you, it's 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter. It says your mind must be unnatural for you to understand those garbage in the Bible, because you must see those as truth, okay? So I'm telling you now that St. Paul is going to, like, convert. And so St. Paul come in with a whole bag of, you know, things about, you know, conversion of the Gentiles. St. Paul. Now, did Jesus finish the work here? Okay. There's this other man, St. Peter, went up on a house and was praying to Jesus, praying to God. And then he saw a vision. And Jesus spoke to Peter, you know, in his vision, and said, "Look, he says, rise, Peter, rise, kill and eat," because Peter saw a vision with cattle, and Jesus is telling him to go and go cook some of these meals with. From the meat of these cattle, okay? So Peter realized that some of these cattle were not good meat for Jews to eat. Remember, Peter, no, Gentile, Peter, Jews, right? And these white people were chasing us in the Western Hemisphere. At them are the Gentiles. So when we read in the Bible about white people, they were the Gentiles. And African people were the Jews. That is what the white people them writing in the Bible. And fool we up. All right. So I'm telling you now, if you're going to depend on something and rely on it for your soul's sake, it must be true. So we have a Jesus here that don't exist. And it's hard for to convince people that Jesus and this Adam and Eve story in the Bible is not true. Something about the story is true, but not what they have in the Bible there. Because they're writing the Bible for a purpose, and that is to destroy the African people. That's what, you know. So when they're writing about Paul, that Jesus make a like a 13th apostle after he went back to heaven and told his father that he finished the work, there was no such a thing. No such a thing. Okay? So if you want to continue believing these things with these lies in there, I am not making it up and saying it is a lie. It's proven in a lie in the Bible. I can take you to every one of, like, a whole bunch of things in that, in the Bible, that I can show you that it is clear lie. There's just no other way to interpret it. It is a lie. Jesus never exists, never born of no virgin, nothing at all. It was not a human. Jesus was not, he was never made into a human, right? Not even a ghost. No, nobody can say they see of a Jesus. So what the white people them write and give us, they are substituting our civilized world for, you know, a uncivilized one. You see, because these people, they are, their sexuality is completely different from ours. And we are not understanding this because we lose our right mind. You see what I mean? Right? Like about we having, some people think that we use like about 10% of our brain. You see what I mean? There are so many things that we're not doing. We don't take response. We don't have responsibility for ourselves. And we allow these guys to bully us. Right? These fucking asshole, I mean, white criminals. All right? So I'm telling you that Jesus is supposed to be crowned as a king. You see it in Book of Isaiah. No. You can't find that in the New Testament. You can't find where Jesus was crowned as a king. You see? And yet still, an idiot Christian was telling me the other day on the show that Daniel said that the Messiah would be crucified. Why didn't Isaiah say that? Isaiah 9:7, he related clearly that unto us a child is born. Well, they write that in the New Testament, but that's the only thing for fulfillment they write, which cannot make fulfillment. So, New Testament says that Jesus went out, this is St. John 6:15. Jesus went out with his disciples, and as usual, he made, he usually feature some miracles when he go out. So this was one of the day when Jesus went out and did some fabulous miracles, right? Jesus, after the during the time when Jesus did the miracles, the people who saw those miracles were excited and glorified God and said, you know, this is the prophet that should come, you know, who, you know, to be made king and stuff like that. Those people on that day were going to go and take Jesus and go make him a king. They were not going to harm him in any kind of way. No, they were going to crown him a king because the prophet said that he would be crowned a king. So what is Daniel chapter over there saying? Because this brother, Christian brother, was reading Daniel to me and tell me how it says that the Messiah would be killed. But why the major prophecy of Jesus and what he was supposed to do? Isaiah laid it out. Plain. So, oh, Daniel over there is saying something different. I mean, there's nothing at all in the prophecy of Isaiah that said anything negative that Christ should go through. It's to rule and to bring peace to people and rule like David was ruling. midst of that. But they are writing something else in Daniel, and I tell you about, you know, look, if you don't know the lies in the Bible, you are going to dead believing these whole bunch of nonsense. You see what I mean? So we are not short of factual things to chase out white people out of our territories. It's simply because we are dead, very dead, and alive, you know. We kind of dead alive. But we have everything here to toss these people out. Just using words. That's all we need, is words, to chase them out. Okay? Because all of what they have as bombs and all them kind of a firearm, we don't go that way. They know why they have them, and we never intend to challenge them with no harm, because they take our military long time, 2,600 years ago. It's our military them have. Them never have anything. Everything them have, they steal it. White people steal everything they have. And if you want to challenge me, you won't challenge me, because you know I will prove it. Now, I am one little single man, and I am telling you that I am overloaded with biblical facts. No Jesus never exists, and no Bible God ever exists. No monotheism God ever exists. You hear me? They are sodomite culture, and I can prove it to you. I'll prove it to you. That nobody don't want to call me and talk to me now, because people, my own people, afraid. Because what? We only know about what the Bible says. No history at all. And believe and have faith in the Bible. You see, when we don't have any reason to be friendly with the Bible at all. You see, because the Bible is not a book of civilization. You see, and who make that the Bible? The uncivilized white people them. You see, who never born of no God creating them in nothing. Okay, but they now have taken up the Bible, talk about Adam and Eve, because they know about our history, and they begin to twist in our history. That's what these white people are doing. You see, we don't need to do that if we know the truth. Okay. So what I'm trying to tell you now is that we are still under our government, kingship government. We must emulate our government. Being under these fucking ass, I mean, these unnatural white people behaving like they are intelligent and civilized people. No, not in a civilized sense. Not one white people are civilized. Not one of them. Prove that they are civilized. Because to prove that they are civilized, they have to show where their blood coming from. And they can't. Right? Because they are up to be incriminated, anything they say in history, because they can't write a history of their own. Okay? Because of who they are, they like to go into battle and fuck it. And the fact that they take pleasure like that, it means that they will never be civilized. They can't be civilized. Okay? So, I have to tell the word that is true. That people who have a ear to hear will hear, and they will protect themselves from these sodomite homosexual folks behaving like they are the one who rule the world. They don't rule nothing. They don't rule nothing. And it doesn't matter how many of them talk their whole bunch of bunk. They will never survive, because they're not talking civilized things. Okay? All right, so look at what they do. These killings that they do, this is the worst thing that I can think about. The amount of us that they kill, they leave Europe to come into the West to kill us off and take what we have. because they know they were coming with their disease. Remember, they come from ape, monkey, and they want us to think, are we coming to the World Institute textbook, and they will go home lapping their tail, because that's not true. That is not true. And if you're out there, my friends, let me go down into this portion about they killing our people. I can't take it. I just cannot take that. That we are here having them leading us. You hear me? When the Bible is there, I mean, breaking in its seams with lies, and we are reading and we don't see that we are reading our doom and we are cheering, praise the Lord, hallelujah. That's what we're doing. That's bad. Okay, listen to what they have done to us, which is just a small part of what they do. I'm going to read to you. But it is such that it has to impact you. It has to affect you. All right? So it is, like I said, African order white hominid primates out of legal settlements. Because we leave Africa and come out here, and these people follow us. That's what they did. Right? If you were thinking that we don't have any solution, we do. We do. Because I can get you the information that is in Sumerian circulation, and these people cannot touch civilization. Civilization history, they can't touch it. They can write some bagaboo stuff into the world history, but if you read the world history, you will find out that they don't have a place in the world history with all of the dirty stuff that they're writing there about the gods and about us, the hybrid people. They don't have anything to shield them. Because there are too many foundation of civilization into this World History textbook. They, no matter what they are talking and saying, they can't hide themselves into this World History textbook. Because they are seen for anything that they do into this World History textbook. It is amplified. You can tell that these faggots, they are trying to obliterate everything that is true about us, and we are the civilized people. Okay? Now, you only need to have it right in order for them to, like, stay away from you. But if you're talking foolishness, they can tell. All right, watch this. They don't have any shame. If you ever go on a blog and hear some things that these faggot talks about, they are calling us. They're talking to us like we are them. What we know about white people from Europe is something that keeps them there. It doesn't matter how far away they wander. Okay? So we don't really have a big problem like it appears. It's simple because their disease that affect our mind over the past 100,000 years, okay? And they poison our people from Africa to the Western world. And that's the reason why we are in this situation. But you wait until they run out of gas, till they run out of gas. Because listen, all these things that they have done, Pope apologized for sins of Catholics, and this is some of what the Pope apologized for. Listen to this. As staggering as these numbers are, the numbers of deaths are, Thornton, a research provides compelling reason to believe, you know, to accept something, not nothing, to accept that the human cost of the hybrid holocaust were much greater, Thornton research says. You see? You listen to this. As noted above, Thornton developed a small estimate of about 75 million hybrid inhabitants. Yeah, how much? All right. Of the Western Hemisphere in 1492. Right? Estimate that about 75 million hybrid inhabitants of the Western Hemisphere. That's about how many of us together was in the Western Hemisphere. So you can see a lot of us left Africa to come to the Western Hemisphere, right? And then we begin to like have children, right? And build up. Now, see what's going to happen to the 70 million now. And this population declined to less than 5 million by 1900. So you think about 70 million, that comes down to 5 million in the Western Hemisphere. Can you imagine that so much of us were killed? And let's see how many places they are counting it now. In the Western Hemisphere. All right. So by 1900, we come down to 5 million people. And we were way up there. That's about 65 million gone. Right? That's how I see it. Now, these numbers. Now, when I'm reading this, think of the white people them out there. Because this is true. These numbers would appear to indicate that the loss of life was around 70 million of life was around 70 million for the hemisphere. Oh, the loss of life. Yeah, 70 million. Yes. Yeah, because it is 75 million that it was, right? Yeah, so imagine that. How do they kill off so many of us one time? From 75 million. From, go to like, you know, a few hundred years. And they kill off so many of us. Right? These numbers would appear to indicate that the loss of life was around 70 million for the hemisphere. Also, as previously remarked, Thornton estimated that the hybrid population of the present day Coto Minos, United States. Coto Minos, United States was more than 5 million in 1492. Oh, yeah? They think it wasn't so much? Only about 250,000. Uh-oh. What? He's saying that Thornton estimate that the hybrid population of the present day Coto Minos, United States, was more than 5 million in 1492, and only about 250,000 in 1900. Really, you talk about coming from way up a 75 million people in the Western Hemisphere at the time. And come down to this, by 1492, and only about 250,000 by 19th century. These numbers would appear to indicate that the loss of life was around 5 million here. All right. However, it is at this point in the computation of the hybrid deaths in the present day coterminous United States that Thornton has raised a vital issue. He has explained such a population decline implies not only that some 5 million American Indians died during the 400 years, but also that in fact many times the approximate figure of 5 million died as new but ever numerically small generations of American Indians were born, lived, and died. This important demographic insight is essential for developing a more comprehensive and reliable quantitative assessment of the lives lost in the hybrid Holocaust. However, Thornton's book and article have not estimated the total number of hybrid deaths in this country or in the hemisphere. Okay. However, Thornton's book and articles have not estimated the total number of the hybrid deaths in this country or in the hemisphere. No, so they don't have a good count. In 2015, that's when Obama was in office, this researcher contacted Thornton to ask about these demographic issues, you know, the missing number in the count. In the ensuing email exchange, Thornton indicated that his own rough estimate is that about 12 million hybrid people died in what is today the coterminous United States between 1492 and 1900. This number of deaths is almost 2.5 times the estimate decline in the hybrid population during this time. My friends, what kind of impression do we have with white people? Who, we and them are not cousins. They don't belong to us. They have their own species. And now they want to make it like they are a part of our species. Where they come from with it? They need to like tell what did they do to our people 100,000 years ago? Why they come up to be modern man? Yeah, we don't have any history officially for that, right? We only know that by condition, but they're not giving us no history how they were here. And their interbreeding with the Neanderthal caused them to look like human beings. They're not talking about that, why they look like human beings. It is how hybrid cousin species, the offshoot, the Neanderthals, that's who these folks devour. You see, that make them look like mankind. But they were the flat-faced man of Kenya. That's what the book says. So you can out there and let these people fool you. We have too much knowledge here to dump them into the ocean with it. You want now them to have Christmas and Easter. We don't, those things don't belong to us. It's not for us. So they're writing a Bible full of apostles and full of all kill this. Foolishness that they write and affecting our lives in this way. Well, here come. I'm telling you what the truth is, and it's up to you. It's up to you. And that's about what I have right now. I tell you, we have a government. And it's like, nobody is paying attention to knowing about our own selves, and these white people are the cause of it. They are the cause of it, I don't find a way to blame us for it directly. I can see that, the fact that we come out on the wrong side of this thing, something was lacking with our people. However, from what I can see, we have the right to be left alone. If we are not pursuing any evil, well, no evil should come upon us except whatever was done, and we need to fix it. Well, we are to fix it. We're not to allow these white people to come and talk about they are ruling us and they have government over us. They don't have not even eggshell of government. Jurisdiction belongs to a jurisdiction. They don't come here and talk about they own everywhere we are. No. They are not civilized. And they make our people afraid. Now, I would be afraid of them too if I didn't read sufficiently and understand what I am to say. Listen, it's a lot of this information that make you sick, okay? But there is no doubt about that. We are on the right side of life now. And some of us may not overcome our bad brain damage, but there are those of us who can begin to do something to turn yourself in the right direction with your thinking. All right. So I have these links here with these important things that we need to know to help us to get back our minds. And I will help anybody out for you to get these documents that I have here. All right. So you take good care, and I am going to like let it be what it is right now, and that you take care of yourself.
sheltered me from harm. Kept me warm. Kept me warm. You gave my life to me. Set me free. Set me free.
One half could. It's wanting more. It's gonna send me to my knees.
The strength to Mm-hmm.